In Indonesia, a move by some elements of the Jokowi administration to tighten restrictions on foreign journalists has embarrassingly failed. Tough new rules, including a requirement to have all reporting assignments approved by the nation's National Intelligence Agency, have been scrapped just 24 hours after they were announced. Indonesia correspondent Samantha Hawley.
It was a front page Jakarta Post splash revealing stricter controls on foreign journalists working in Indonesia, declaring the nation should be firm, and it was a form of protection for the state. The Director General of the Home Affairs Ministry outlined a string of new requirements to make it easier for the government to monitor what foreign journalists are up to.
There are a lot of regulations in Indonesia, and this is not new. There are a lot of regulations.
Andreas Hazano heads Human Rights Watch in Jakarta.
Broadcasting law, film law, immigration law, police law, and some other decrees which can be misused, which can be abused to restrict access by foreign journalists and foreign NGO.
The new laws would have gone further, meaning while still needing a journalist visa to work in the country, reporters would also need permission from the jurisdiction where they wanted to work. In addition, assignments would need approval from the National Intelligence Agency. But no sooner had the new rules been announced, they're gone, along with a call and an apology from the Home Affairs Minister to the President, Joko Widodo, who was displeased by the change. At a press briefing in Jakarta this morning, a foreign affairs spokesman was unable to explain the 24-hour debacle.
Samantha Hawley from Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Could you just explain for me the sort of announcement about the foreign journalist changes and more restrictions, and then the next day that being completely overturned? Can you explain what went on there?
This was a notice that was given by the Ministry of Interior Ministry, and we don't know their consideration of issuing it, and we don't know their consideration of revoking it. So I'm sorry, but I will not be able to explain further on that.
Given the President has only just recently removed restrictions on foreign reporters entering Papua, the decision was in contrast to his press freedom mantra, and according to Andreas Hazano, highlights a behind-the-scenes battle
between President Jokowi, who wants to be open to the media, including international media, and the Indonesian civilian and military bureaucracy. There is a reluctance from the military and the bureaucracy to follow what President Jokowi had ordered them to do.
Unlike in other nations around the region like Thailand, Malaysia and the Philippines, foreign reporters will still require a journalist visa to work in Indonesia. That's a lesson that two National Geographic reporters have learned the hard way. British nationals Neil Bonner and Becky Proza have been under house arrest for 2.5 months after being arrested without the correct visa. Their lawyer, Aristo Pangabean, says instead of being deported, they're now facing criminal charges.
We have to fight because Neon Becky, there will be a trial for them. Yeah, we have to prepare a very good defense so that we can convince the tribunal that this is not a criminal action because there's no mens rea or there's no evil intention.
The pair was filming a documentary on piracy from a boat on the Malacca Strait. This is Samantha Hawley in Jakarta reporting for PM.